Hello. How about I speaking with Mr. Mitchell?
Mr. Story, yeah.
Mr. Story, my apologies, Mr. Story. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from MLA Legal. How are you?
I'm bad.
That's good, sir. Just to let you know, this call is recorded for training and quality purposes. Okay, and can you just confirm your address for me, please, for data protection?
Destiny, Evan, Bill Cavan.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for confirming that. Mr. Study, we're just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress claim that you've opened up with ourselves. Do you have a roundabout talk with me this morning?
I did.
Do you have around about 15 minutes to talk to me this morning?
Yeah.
Perfect, sir. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to try and paint the best picture that I can for yourself, obviously from your time in care and obviously post care. What I mean by that is I'm going to ask you a series of questions just so I can represent you the best way that I can. Okay, so some of these questions can be a little bit sensitive. I do apologise for asking them, but as I said, it's just so I can paint the biggest picture that I can for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay, sir. So I just want to start off by understanding if you suffer from any mental health illnesses at the minute?
Yes.
Okay, and what is it that you are currently experiencing, sir?
PTSD and anxiety and depression.
Okay. And do you take medication, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And do you depend on alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
I smoke weed.
Okay, that's fine. When I say that's fine, it's kind of understandable. It is obviously as
it's a blocker.
It's a blocker, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know why it's
okay. I do understand it. Clients.
I've had coke habits and alcohol habits in my life. I'm a full-time dad myself.
Yeah. But there's nothing that blocks it up more than the cannabis, really, does it?
Yes, I know.
And how long have you been smoking cannabis for?
Since I was about 9 years old, so I'll be drinking.
Okay, so it's around about
32 years,
right? And do you smoke it of a day as well, or is it just of the night? It kind of helps you sleep.
No, I smoke all day.
Yeah, okay. Okay, sir. And obviously, just from my understanding, the next question that I need to ask you, I hate asking anybody this, but as I said, it's just so I can get the best knowledge behind yourself and your circumstances.
Yes.
Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and how did that come about? What was it that you maybe asked for one?
I tried to split my death.
And when would you say that happened, sir?
About 4 years ago.
Okay. And how do you feel today? Do you feel like, you know, you could come to them circumstances again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. I do really appreciate your honesty in this situation. I know it's not the best to talk about.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's very brave of you, so thank you for that. Okay, sir. And are you receiving any like support at the minute, like counselling, anything like that?
Well, is there any counselling? They just started handing me tablets. They started handing me counselling and then the counsellor wasn't willing to accept it.
Didn't let you accept what? Exactly, sorry.
Accept the fact that, I couldn't make a couple of the things and that, and I was going through a rocky stage with my daughter, so it was like I was being pressured into going to this stuff.
Okay.
But I've spoke on it. I have had help for it all, but it's like I said, if it doesn't benefit me, it doesn't benefit you.
Yeah. Okay. I just made some notes of that, sorry.
And there's no much mental health for men's mental health in Scotland.
Yeah, no, I understand that. The mental health system for men is pushed to quite a stretch with obviously limited options. But there is always some avenue of help out there for you. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, sir. We have got two other trainings for you of Mitchell and McLean. What was you known as in Cursor?
Sorry?
What was it? Always Sorry, okay.
No, my middle names are Mitchell McLean.
Ah, okay, fair enough. Okay, sir. And do you have any convictions or anything like that?
Yes, I've been in the jail since I turned 16.
Okay, and do you mind informing me what them convictions may be?
My last one was DVH, caught with a samurai sword, driving a fence, driving a fence, usually. My serious one was 2015 for a serious assault.
And was that the DVH, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And with that TBH, was your sentence, was you?
No, I got a 10-year good behaviour order for basic community services stuff.
Ah, okay. So is that just recently ended, has it?
It ended last year.
Yeah. Okay, sir. And obviously you said that you've been into prison and stuff like that. Is the were they short terms or was it
just remand?
It was what, sorry?
Just remand.
Oh, just remand, was it? Okay. And how long did you spend in prison?
The most I've ever spent in jail was 99 days.
Yeah, okay.
And that was on 110 days either.
Okay, sir. And would you mind sharing with me your registered GP practice, just like a pull some medical record on yourself, if that's okay, sir?
Bar Barbara.
Okay, do you mind spelling that for me?
B-A-R-B-A-U.
Barbara Medical Center, is it?
No, Bar Barbara, C-H. So it'll be his B-A-R-B-A-U-C-H. Well,
L-O-C-H.
Right, so it's B-A-R.
Yep. B-A.
U-C-H.
Yep.
Law. L-A-W.
L-A-W, sorry. My bad. Medical practice in Scotland. Excuse me. I've got that here in West Lothian.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And how long have you been registered at this practice, sir?
On and off for the past 16 years.
Okay, and we've got your time in care here. It was around about 10 years, is that correct?
Oh, there's 11 by good.
Is it? Okay.
I went in 1989 and come out in 2000.
Okay, it's now 2000.
Okay. I originally went in the foster care in RBC, so that was 87.
Ah, well, sure. I'm sorry to hear that.
That's alright. Went back to myself and my dad for a couple of years and then ended back up in Caerin on the 25th of November 1989.
Okay, and where about when you were in foster care at a young age, do you know any details of where that placement might have been?
It was in a foster home, a family.
Do you know what?
Bonnerig.
Bonnerig.
Bonnerig, because B-O-N-N-Y.
B-O-N-N-Y.
R-I-G-G.
R-I-G-G. Okay. And then we've got your next case, I think, is Alex Higginson.
That was my foster care, yes.
Was that after Bonnerig, was it?
No, that was the ones I stayed in Bonnerig.
Right, okay.
It was Alex and Sue Higginson.
Alex and Sue Higginson.
No, Faye. F-A-Y-E.
Oh, Faye, sorry. My bad, sir. Okay, so after your foster care, where did you go from there?
I went into foster care, after care, went into the homes.
Okay, and do you remember any names of the homes I can say?
Fernie Hill.
Did you say Fernie Hill?
Yeah, Fernie Hill.
Yeah, okay.
That one was shut in Birmingham, there was only one in it.
Oh, really, was it?
Then I went through care, after care, when I was 17 to I was like 19 and left into gone through the homeless scene and that. So they put you in like a hostel for your age.
Yeah.
And so you can get support and all that sort of stuff. And help you get other stuff. I was put in the day places when I was 17.
Okay, so alongside Fernie Hill, do you mind listing any others that you may remember?
I can't even remember any of them, but I only remember that one because I was really bad at it.
Yeah,
and
no, fair enough.
They made me stop smoking for 2 weeks to get me a PlayStation 1.
Oh, wow. Remember the PlayStation 1s?
Wow. That's how I remember it.
Yeah. And I was at the disc tray on the top, didn't I?
I just turned 16 when I went into the home. The day after my first March 16th birthday because I got semen. That's when I found out we were in foster care.
What was your favourite game to play on your PlayStation?
GTA.
GTA, yeah.
Or Spyro.
Spyro, yeah. Spyro the Dragon was a good one for me. That was a good one.
I was really that.
Yeah, no, it was always good. Even the Crash Bandicoots as well.
I love Crash Bandicoots. I still love playing Crash Bandicoots.
Do you, yeah?
That and Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. We are into the same games there, so I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm. I love all the retro games growing up. My very first computer was an Atari.
Was it, yeah?
Aye, so it was just like a joypad.
Yeah, literally. It's sad now that the door called Retro, isn't it? Which just makes you feel so old.
I was looking at buying an Atari, getting one of the older ones.
Yeah.
And for me to get it, it's got to cost me about 800 quid, and that's getting shipped to Japan. I was like, nah, I'm not paying that.
Ah, yeah, no. No, you'd rather try and find some online game, wouldn't you? An online version. So it's just obviously I'm writing it to the correct case, as we'll say. I don't want to obviously batter your brain too much.
Edinburgh Social
Work Centre. There you go. So it would be Edinburgh Council that we'd be writing to them, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it was New Year's Social Work Services that come in together.
There's mostly the institution. Controlling over so it was obviously it was mostly Edinburgh where you were going to, you know, the hostels and whatnot.
Aye, but when I was left foster care, I went into a few homes and I got a through care, after care worker, which is like a social worker after I turned 16 because I had no social worker at all.
Yeah.
They helped me get my house, and then when I got my house, they disappeared on me. That was like I just turned 17 when I got my house, and they disappeared on me, so I had maybe. And then I ended up in Livingston because I found out about my dad, well, my West Lothian, because I found out about my real dad, and that's where they stayed.
Yeah.
And I went into like the hostel through here for the teenagers, and that's what kind of got felt through here, really.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
So up until I was 31, I wasn't settled.
Yeah, no, it's kind of rough when it's kind of going from pillar to post for you, isn't it? Okay. Alright, so when I do request for your records off, obviously, your GP and your KSS things, would you like me to share this information with yourself, sir?
Yeah, please. I need the care fittings, so I'm trying to get myself a house.
Yeah.
And I need to get proof that I was in care, see, obviously, back then, but I didn't care how to go about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can always speak to my manager and see if we can help you along that route. And the reason why I can kind of suggest that is because obviously our journey that we're about to embark on, you know, it's going to be roughly around about 6 to 12 month journey here. Every 4 to 5 weeks, you know, we'll be in contact with you, whether that's by email or phone, just giving you some sort of update on how the case is traveling. What's going to happen with the conclusion of this case here is it's going to get put forward to an independent panel in Scotland. Now, you or I don't have to attend this hearing when it happens. But what I will do is I'll obviously inform you of the date when it is given, and also tell you obviously the result of the process as well. Just obviously to let you know, Mr. Sonny, you have been recognised by the Scottish Government as being a vulnerable citizen by giving us an application number for this case. And the reason why they've placed you under that vulnerability is obviously because of the time that you spent in care, but also obviously the trauma or abuse you know you faced during care as well. So obviously, I'll be doing my work behind the scenes to build the biggest and best case I can for you to put forward to the Scottish Government. So even though you may wish to proceed with ourselves, I just do have to take one step back and just inform you of the funding options that are out there.
I can't remember his name. They done all the stuff online with me.
It might have been James.
He gave me the options, obviously, about me doing it myself and explained all the options, and I decided to do it this way, and I'm so happy with it.
Okay, well, just because this call is recorded here and just for compliance reasons, do you mind just stating that you are happy to use MMA Legal as your law firm?
I'm happy for that, yes.
Alright, perfect. Yeah, thank you very much for that. Obviously, we are a no-win, no-fee law firm, so we don't want to put you under any financial burden or stress if, for whatever reason, the result doesn't go our way. Okay, I can see here that the cooling-off period for your case here did expire yesterday, which means that we can go ahead and start working on your case, obviously, with you being happy to proceed with ourselves. So what I'll do is I'll send off the request by end of business today. It can vary depending on what government what council in Scotland we deal with. It can vary how long they respond back, but as I said, I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks on obviously how this is travelling. So as I said, my name's Adam and it's gonna be me that you're gonna be dealing with from now on, sir. But just before I do go, Mr. Story, I know obviously you have had some mental health issues as of recent, and obviously you've been kind of getting not really an answer or maybe even getting heard from your point of view. Fortunate enough for ourselves, sir, we do have a mental health practitioner with us here. Would you like me to pass you over to her for a little quick chat and see if there's any services or maybe even advice that she can give that's in my kind of jurisdiction?
I'm I'm going through a lot at the minute, but I don't know if I'm ready for that, because I'm dealing now with my 16-year-old daughter at the minute.
Yeah, okay.
I want to get that sorted before I even think of dealing with that side of things again.
Okay.
Well, what point to make it any better to go back to the, if you feel what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course.
At the minute, I'm trying to process helping us. A 16-year-old bassy just started meeting 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay, I don't understand that. I don't want to obviously put you under any pressure. It's entirely obviously up to you.
I just had my mental health tablets drop yesterday, so.
Yeah, okay. Do you know of any? You said obviously there's not enough for men in your area. Yeah. So.
It's one of men's mental health groups in Scotland.
Ah, do you? Fair enough, good on you.
It was started in England and this is branched out to Scotland in January, so it's been in Scotland now for nearly 5 months.
Yeah. Ah, good on you, sir. That's excellent. You know, that's an achievement in itself.
It's a proper CIC charity day, so it is. It's like men, it's called Brotherhood in Arms, and it's for men's mental health. It's to break the stigma on men having mental health.
Yeah. What is it, Brotherhood in Arms?
Yeah.
Okay, because what I'd like to do is obviously I'll pass it over to my colleague, and obviously she can recommend that charity to maybe our future clients.
Yeah, if they go on Facebook, they'll get Brotherhood in Arms, Scotland. There's Brotherhood in Arms, it's just all one word, and
yeah. It'll
come up with a logo, and it's just men's mental health.
Yeah.
They're on all social media, their own Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram.
That is amazing what you've started and achieved there, so yeah, be proud of yourself for that.
Well, and you know Andy's Man Club?
I know Andy's Man Club, yeah, I was going to recommend that one to you.
Well, we're different to that. We run on a Monday.
Yeah.
We actually have a WhatsApp group that runs every day, so you could be talking to the men every day.
Yeah. That's amazing.
It's a community
quiz,
basically, so there's all different topics in it, and that's a great
thing. Yeah, because obviously with that Andy's Man Club, it's one day, and that's that, isn't it? With you guys, obviously, if someone's having a bad day on any other day, you can just share that with you.
On your WhatsApp group.
Yeah.
There's always somebody on it.
Yeah, no, that is amazing, that's it. Well, obviously, yeah, as I said, we've been in contact every 4 to 5 weeks. Would you want a courtesy call from my colleague at all, just to see how you're getting on in your own self?
That Houston.
What was that, sorry?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yes, okay, then, sir, well, I'll do that. Pass your details over, and, my colleague will give it a call towards maybe the end of May, and just see how you're doing. That's all. It's not even to even try and tell you to do this and that. It's just to see how you're doing. Not a problem. So obviously, we want to look after you along the way of this process and make sure that you're okay. And obviously, yeah, we're always here for you. So save this number that I've called you off. As I said, my name's Adam, and I'll if you've got any questions or anything for me in the meantime, just give me a shout, okay?
All right, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Mr. Studdy. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for your time.
Cheers, buddy. See you later.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.